Thank you for joining us on the Entrepreneur Dad podcast, where we talk to entrepreneurs, high-level executives, and overall just people that are working their butt off to make a great living for themselves. In this, what we do is we examine their journey, their ups, their downs, their transitions, and also how to remain great spouses and loving parents while managing a full daily schedule. Thank you so much, and I hope you get tons of value out of your time with us.
Hey, hope you're doing well today. So what we're doing today is we're talking about books. So most of you know, if you follow us for any length of time on any of our social media platforms, anything, you know how much I love reading. And I think that reading is so important simply because it is knowledge that we can get that is compounding on so many different ways. And so over vacation, we just got back from vacation this past week, and I take vacation as a time to kind of go over and above when it comes to reading. And so I got done with four books over the vacation, and some of them I was reading on the front end, but some of them I wasn't. And so I'm going to go through these one by one and why I read these books and what I got out of them to a certain extent, but I'll put the links in the below and so that you can see the links and get these if you want to. The first one is The Power of Storytelling by Ty Bennett. So let's talk about this one for a second. I got this because this was a suggestion from one of my best friends, John Patterson. He suggested this book. Now, Ty Bennett is a really, really good author. This is a 160-something page book, and it was laid out really, 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 really good. So what he talks about is he talks about how telling a story can help your communication on so many levels, whether it be you at a party telling a story to someone or you giving a talk in front of thousands of people and trying to convince people to sell a product, a pastor trying to pastor a church or whatever. This is a great book. He walks through step-by-step, gives very, very applicable advice, step-by-step advice, but he also goes in and gives you stories that he tells, which you could then in turn tell. So there's so many ways you can tell stories when you're selling a product, when you're communicating something, when you're getting things across to an audience. It doesn't have to be a large audience. It could be a classroom, could be, like I said, a church, or could you be you selling something one-on-one to somebody. But how powerful the art of telling a story is in whatever it is you're doing. I highly recommend this book. It's a very easy read. I think I read this in like 3 days. Very, very easy read, a great read in itself. All right. The next book we're going to talk about is The Ultimate Sales Machine. So if you're in sales at all, this is a great book. Now, this is super like detail-oriented as far as the sales process and how to do this. Now, Chet Holmes is the author of this book. This is an older book, but it's very, very good. The reason I read this book is because I heard an interview with Chet Holmes and Tony Robbins. I am a huge Tony Robbins fan, and one day I will go to one of Tony Robbins' seminars. But Tony was interviewing Chet in about just sales in general. And man, he was so easy to listen to and said such good, practical, easy advice that I thought, man, I gotta read this. And it had tons of great reviews on Amazon. So I read this book physically with the book. I read this other book physically, but this book was easy to, no, it was not easy to read. The reason it was not easy to read is because it was a lot of underlining. So I'm an underliner in books. And so what I'll do is I'll take this book and I'll have my assistant go back and take the underlined parts and put them in a document so I can refer to it easier and as opposed to just going back through the book like this. But it was very, very practical. This tells you how to run a team, how to run a meeting, how to run a sales team. Talks about all the things that you don't want to do as a salesperson in order to create results and how that in sales and in communication and in all these different things where you're trying to convince someone to do something that it is a lot of it's just determination and relentlessness of trying to get somebody to understand your point. This is not the whole hammer them as far as sales are concerned like that. This is more advice, like I said, how to run a team, how to run a meeting, and methods to go about selling whatever product you're going to sell. Highly recommended for someone in sales. Very, very good read, but a very technical read. Totally different than this. This was enjoyable because it had a lot of stories. This had stories, but this also was something that you could kind of separate from chapter to chapter and kind of get what he's talking about. So Ultimate Sales Machine by Chet Holmes, highly recommended as well. Okay, next book. Yes, this book has a picture of a woman's butt on the front. It is from a guy that started Lululemon, Chip Wilson. Now, it's called Little Black Stretchy Pants. This book I listen to on audio. Now, if you're listening to on audio, I highly recommend this. It's very, very good to listen to the book when it's being read by the author. Now, I've read listened to books that are not read by the author. They're not as good. So Chip Wilson goes through the story of Lululemon. He's got just a little bit of He's a little bit jaded toward how the whole process went down because Chip is an athlete. He's a Canadian athlete that has done so many different things in his life. But it's a very, very good book. I recommended this to someone that I'm working with, and he immediately texted me. He's like, hey, this guy hops around all the time. He does hop around a little bit, but the guy tells a great story, and he goes through the multi-billion dollar company of Lululemon and how it started and how they got going, the processes they put in place, and how it is truly about the people that work at Lululemon and how if you take care of those people, how they will take care of your company. But it also goes through all the little bit of a controversy that they had and the things that they've dealt with and how, in a lot of ways, this guy's left a lot of money on the table simply because of the way he chose to run his company. And it goes through why he ran his company the way he did. And he talks about a vertical sales model as opposed to a wholesale sales model, which it goes into this book. Very, very entertaining. Will you learn some stuff from this? Yes, you will learn stuff about branding. You will learn stuff about marketing. Which he doesn't do a lot of marketing, but you'll learn how he markets things and how he's really, really out there on how he does things. He spends his money in different ways. He is a reinvestor. He talks about how he's failed, almost failed multiple times, and how Lululemon was not the company that he originally founded, and how he founded all these different types of companies. And then it led into Lululemon, and then how he came up with the name of Lululemon is really cool, but also the logo and all these different things. Great book. He talks about his family and his wife and his kids. Very, very good book. Highly recommend this as well. So the last book that I read over vacation was a book called Trillion Dollar Coach, and it's by these three guys. What he talks about, which really resonated with me, we talked about this guy named Bill Campbell. So Bill Campbell was a former football coach, much like myself, who goes into business. Now, he ends up on the back end of his career, goes in, and he is a confidant and an advisor to all these different companies. The main ones that they talk about in the book are Google and Apple. Come on. Two of the biggest companies in the world, most revenue-generating companies in the world. He had he was at the ear of Steve Jobs. He was on the front end of when Apple kicked out Steve Jobs, and then when they brought him back, he was one of the guys on the front end that said, we gotta keep Steve. The board went against him and said, get rid of him. So Steve remembered that, and Steve was, I mean, those two guys were super close. He also talks about how he's been with multiple CEOs at Google and how he's been in the boardrooms and helped different people navigate these different multi-million dollar companies and even billion dollar companies to be the trillion dollar coach. The thing he also goes into Bill has since passed away. And so these three guys wrote this book based off of interviews of tons of different people. And he said there was tons of different themes that they kept coming up against and kept coming up against. The guy's very brash in some ways. Runs a great meeting. How he ran his meetings, how he ran one-on-one meetings, how he ran team meetings, how he wanted board meetings too, how he loved the fact that he felt like women needed to be in power. In certain ways, and man, this was so good. He also goes into how he made time for his family and how when he was coaching flag football for this school and how if Steve Jobs would call, he would send it to voicemail because he was in his time. Great book. Talks about how he loved on people and how he blessed people with his time, with his money. He was a giver and all the things that went along with how he ran the multiple businesses that he ran, whether it be in the capacity of CEO or capacity of a consultant. So highly recommended all four of these books. These books are wonderful, wonderful books, not only from a business perspective, but also from a life perspective. Really, they are more for the entrepreneur or the communicator in so many ways. Hey, I would love to hear some of the books that you read over vacation or some of your favorite books. These are really, really good books. I will put in my library. And so I'm super excited about these. All the links will be down there below so that you can get these for yourself. Hey, if you have any questions, please email us info@mailfit.co. I would love to hear about what you are reading these days. So thank you so much, guys. Look forward to serving. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you had as much fun as I did in this interview. We would love to hear your input and who you would like for us to interview on the Entrepreneur Dad podcast. Also, we would love it if you would give us a review and a rating. What that does for us is it helps us so much in our business and so much with the Entrepreneur Dad podcast. If you have any suggestions or would just like to ask a question in general, please email us, thomas@theentrepreneurdad.com. That's thomas@theentrepreneurdad.com. Thank you so much. We look forward to serving you.